Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's Apiece in South Philly on a Wednesday? What? Why? For Birds at the Bye, benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. At 6, Lane Johnson will be here for the celebrity bartending event. Fans of Philly giving away a trip to go see Eagles Commanders here.
Okay.
That's between 6 and 8 as well. Yeah. I think the cheerleaders are going to be here. I think Swoop's going to be here.
Okay.
And we thought to ourselves, we thought Birds at the Bye, how could we do something special on the WIP Afternoon Show that people never, ever hear on the WIP Afternoon Show at 3 o'clock? And we thought to ourselves, what if we have Elliot here for an hour?
At 3.
Here is Elliot Shore Parks.
Yeah, that's what's awesome about days like today. You get to hear combinations you don't normally hear.
Yes.
So I'm excited to talk to Ike about this. You know, you guys. Yeah.
Well, we never get a chance to talk Eagles
exactly,
with you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, excited to be here. Honored to be here in one of these chairs.
So what I wanted to do with you, because you were here when we did a lot of this, we did a show right before the season started with a bunch of, I gave you guys over-unders.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what you guys said. I have a vague memory of what everybody said, but also wanted to, you know, go back to the over-unders and see where we are, you know, on all those things.
Was this the one where you called me a little B, or was that another one?
No, this was
the day before the little B.
That was the day. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just checking.
Now, I'm going to call you a little, like, you act like a little B more often than you ever have. So who knows when that could come out
again. You do call it.
Yes. Before we get to that, it just came up as we were talking about the Sauce Gardner trade and the moves that the Eagles had made. If you had a chance just to give the Eagles a better chance to win a Super Bowl, do you, instead of all the trades that they made, you just trade two first for Sauce Gardner?
No, I wouldn't do it.
You would not?
No, because, I mean, they already have two elite corners in Quinion and Cooper. And I just don't think you should trade two ones for a non-quarterback. Like, you could convince me into an edge. You could maybe convince me into an offensive tackle. But I don't think it's a good use of resources. So I would not do it.
Do you think it would have given them a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes, I do.
Do you think it would have given them a better chance to win the Super Bowl next year?
Well, yeah, Sauce Gardner is a great player. But
okay.
You could trade one of those ones for another player, that other one for another player. Like, I just think you have with those.
What player are you going to get at the level of Sauce Gardner?
I mean, I don't know who's going to be available.
Well, you do know who's available.
Well, I'm saying, like, right.
They were available.
But no one thought that Sauce Gardner was available 10 minutes before that happened. So the point being is you don't know when someone is going to become available. And, like, having those resources, in terms of draft picks, I think is worth holding on to. And they have drafted particularly well recently. Like, they are a team that has a lot of high-end costing players on their roster.
We have traded for four corners this offseason. They can't get the cornerback position right.
Well, agreed, but they do have also two great corners. Like, they do have an elite corner in Quinion, and obviously
Cooper's not a great corner. And I love Coop. He's a nickel.
He's a great player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but the nickel is a very important position.
But there's an outside corner,
but there's a difference, and you know there's a difference.
I agree.
Stop being a little B.
No, but
see,
well,
I told you
he is a great corner. Like, I get the point, the distinction you're making, where he's not an outside shutdown corner like Quinion or Sauce Gardner is.
Yes,
but he is a great corner.
He knows what we're
doing. Yeah, he knows what we're talking about.
You can't fall into his trap.
No. It's not a trap. He's not a great. Like, they have two great corners. When there are three receivers on the field, they can put two corners out there to cover.
But here's the thing that I would say, E, and I agree. Listen, giving up two first-rounders isn't nothing, right? Those are significant pieces. A, they're going to be at the back end of the first round. B, Sauce Gardner was arguably the best player traded during the trade deadline. When you look at resume, when you look at moving forward, like, I like to pick up a Jalen Phillips, but it's more on hope and wish than actual, I'm sure this is going to happen, because he has an injury history to him. Now, if you were telling me from a pass rusher I'm getting Myles Garrett or Sauce Gardner, I'd tell you in a heartbeat, give me Myles Garrett.
Yes, I agree with that.
But when I look at Sauce Gardner compared to all the players that moved during the trade deadline, his age, already under contract for the next 4 years, I don't know if there was a better decision made, especially for the Colts. And you got an opportunity to have Sauce Gardner and Quinion Mitchell as your corners versus we may not even have Jalen Phillips in 6 months.
Well, yeah, but I agree. Obviously, Sauce Gardner is a better player.
And Jair Alexander, I don't even know if he's ever even going to play starting at corner.
Like, I agree.
Like, I don't know.
The second cornerback spot is a question and an issue on this team. There's no question about it. Absolutely. But, like, when you can't even really compare the trade of Sauce Gardner to Jalen Phillips, because the Eagles paid a third-round pick in the
I understand that.
I agree. One is a far better player, for sure.
And one is you already going to – he's under contract for four more years.
Yeah, at a relatively high price. But, yes, he is under contract. I would not trade 2 ones for a player to a position where you're already pretty deep on it.
But they're
deep.
They don't have a second cornerback.
It's about deep.
How many teams put out two corners?
The air.
Again, the second corner spot is an issue. I agree with you. But Cooper DeJean and Quinion are two of the best corners in the NFL.
He's like a playmaker.
I don't even know where our numbers are at.
He's a corner.
I don't even know where our numbers are at. But where are we as a pass defense?
I don't know off the top of my head.
But I do know how many explosive plays we give up every week.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I agree the second cornerback spot is an issue.
He wouldn't be a cornerback two. He's a cornerback one.
The Eagles are 17th.
He's Sauce Gardner,
he
bro.
Is. He's great. I agree. But Quinion is also elite.
The Eagles
are. You would have two number one corners.
The Eagles are 17th this year in pass defense.
But you're paying a premium price for that corner. I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I would not pay a premium price for another corner when you already have two elite corners. They need a better corner, too, for sure. But I'm not spending two first round picks that are huge assets in this franchise for another player like that.
All right.
You want to go back to the over-unders?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So the first one I asked, the first two are sort of related to each other. The first one was total legitimate controversies over under 1.5.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose you could say the AJ thing is one, but I don't think they've had two. Like, I think they're under at this point. I think they would be under.
No, they're two. He's had two tweets, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, but saying if you count AJ as one
one controversy.
But the tough thing is
there was never going to be another person.
Well, there could. We had a Nick one last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did have a Nick one last year.
Well, Jalen Carter got kicked out of the first game.
Jalen Carter got kicked out of the game.
For spitting.
But that's not a controversy.
Yeah, not really
everybody
controversy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Well, what, yeah, what remember the one caller? Was a controversy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was the one caller?
The one caller defended it or something?
Oh, yes, yeah. Said that it was a good thing. Yeah. All right. The next one was A.J. Brown comments about not getting the ball. It was over under 1.5.
I think that's
already
hit the
over there.
Yeah.
He had that on social media. Forget, like, actual comments.
Now, here's one that I think we all took the under on, but it's getting interesting, is Jalen Hurts' regular season passing yards. So I set it at 3,200. Yeah. He's currently at 1,677 with 9 games left.
Wow.
And been trending, you know, the pass game's been getting better.
Yeah,
he's been throwing. Now, you wonder if the running game gets better, if the last two games are a direction that, if that goes down. But he has a chance to get over that, you know?
I would definitely take the over.
Well, yeah, what did you say, 32?
3,200 was.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, at this point.
I was pressing 4,000.
I was going to say, I think he could get to 4,000 yards.
Boy, he would need to have a serious.
No.
He could.
He's at 1,677. He'd have to throw for 2,300 yards in 9 games.
Yeah, that's nothing.
So if you double what he's done in 8 games, he would need 800.
That's about 250.
Yeah, you're right. They'd be tough to get to. But, I mean, he's had the 300 yards. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, so 9 games.
All right, so maybe 3,700.
Yeah, 3,500.
I think the passing game is going to continue to improve.
Now, here's another
also
one.
Also say a career high in touchdown passes.
Well, so here, that's an interesting one. So that was, I said at 19.5. Mm-hmm. He had 18 last year, I think.
See,
and he had 22 in his MVP year, I think. He's at 15. So, you know, he's definitely going to beat the 19.5. The question is where he ends up. He's at, you know, had the 4 against the Giants helps, but he's had, you know, in that perspective, he's been much better. And part of this has been they've been so good in the red zone that has had that number higher as well.
The other part of it is they're not running the ball as well. So in the red zone, they've thrown it more. I mean, Goddard has 7 touchdowns. Like, Goddard getting those touchdowns is obviously great for him, and it's good for the offense. I think in some ways, like, Goddard leading the team in touchdowns can be a bit of a red flag for how everything's operating overall.
What?
Like, the fact that they've had to go to Goddard so much. They're going to these, like, shovel passes.
What?
I'm saying, like, you would prefer to have Saquon running the ball. You'd prefer A.J. to be getting open. Like, it's good that Goddard's
Why?
Done
Why
it.
Why would you prefer that over Dallas Goddard? Why?
Because Saquon and A.J. are the first read. Saquon Aker.
Dallas Goddard is a very good tight end.
He is a very good tight end.
He's a big body, and he's obviously, you can do a lot more from a creative standpoint with him. They've shown you that. That's why he has 7 touchdowns.
If I would have told you at the bye week of this season Goddard was leading the team in touchdowns, I think people would have generally thought something's gone wrong.
Why? But that's what I don't understand.
Because
why?
He's never gotten this type of volume in the red zone.
And you know what? That's always been somewhat of a problem. Have we not always wanted Dallas Goedert to be a more of a threat in the red zone? Is what he's supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree. He's a great red zone player. But I'm saying the fact AJ's not been as involved, the fact they're not running the ball as much, has what's led to Goddard being so involved. Like, Goddard, it's been the backup plan.
I don't know. We asked for creativity from the offensive.
I love the creativity.
Hold on. We asked for creativity from the offensive coordinator. They show us that. I mean, it looks better than Tush pushing in all the time. I don't know how many red zone touchdowns A.J. Brown has had in years past. And I don't know. A.J.'s never really been a big red zone threat.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, I don't know. Like, I can't say I'm used to A.J. scoring touchdowns in the red zone. I look at it like I'm happy the offense is evolving to where they're using Dallas Goedert in the red zone, because that's a legitimate weapon that I think has been ignored far too many years. Dallas Goedert should be way better and more productive in the red zone than he has been. Like George Kittle.
Shout out Donovan McNabb. 215-592-9494.
Tight end, some love.
Bam and Upper Darby, you're on WIP.
What's up? What's up, y'all?
What's up, Bam?
Is Bam sitting behind
us? Are you still at Chickies?
I'm hearing all of you.
Can you turn the return up?
Yeah.
He said he's in the hallway.
No, he's right behind us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's right there.
I'm in the audience.
Okay. Oh, wow. Hey, man.
Yep. I think defense wins games, and I'm glad they made these moves with the defensive players.
There you go.
Yeah.
This defense hasn't been that clutch, though.
My next thing is
the only reason they were 4-0.
Yeah.
I hate to do it to them, but I got to brag. I beat Fritz last week.
I know. Bam laid 150 on me.
Yeah, I mean, he crushed you.
No, I know.
It was one of the biggest victories of the year.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why don't you tell Jack to eat it?
Yeah,
you know, why don't you really
Jack?
Talk some real trash? Don't say, you know, I hate to do this to you. Tell Jack what a loser he is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to do it to you, though. But, you know, the Cowgirls, I know you guys are Cowgirls defense.
Hearing him laugh at you is very funny.
It is. It is. Yeah. I got nothing to say, Bam. I got nothing to say. My team is smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
they
big
stink.
Loser. Yeah, not smoke and mirrors anymore. All the smoke and mirrors are gone.
Yeah, no, with a little engine that could's running out of steam.
Yep.
All right, fellas.
All right, Bam.
Love it.
Good to hear from you.
See you during the break.
Yeah, while you're here.
Yeah.
So here's one that I set the Jalen Hurts rushing yards at 600. Mm. He's at 207. If things – he has looked a little better in the last game. There were a few games where he didn't run at all. Against the Giants, it looked like he was moving pretty well. I do wonder if we see a little more of that in the second half of the year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, yes, let me ask you guys this. Like, the Eagles seem to be insisting that they're holding on to the Jalen Hurts running plays. Like, through their answers, Petullo, like, that's the insinuation.
They're holding on to them. What do you mean?
Like, they're not calling them as much. Like, they have them in their back pocket, right?
Okay.
I think there could be some truth to that. It definitely seems intentional. Like, if you just look at the games with designed quarterback runs called, he's had, like, four of his five in his whole career this year. So, clearly, they are not calling them. The question is, do you think they're not calling them because he's been dealing with something, or they just don't want to run him as much, or they legitimately just think we'll call him later in the year where we might need him more?
I think we've had a quarterback who's had injury issues. Injury issues might be maybe making more of it, but Jalen Hurts has slowed down at the end of every regular season and had knee stuff at the end of every regular season. If you can get away with, certainly after, you know, he's not in his second year in the league. He's been in the league enough times. If you can get away with not doing it more, and he's not built like he's a strong guy, he's a fast guy. Josh Allen just seems never to get hurt. Doing that sort of stuff. But Jalen does seem to get nicked up. If you can get through the year without doing it, and then in the playoffs be able to let him run more freely and win games doing it, this is one thing that I think I might believe that maybe he was dealing with something.
I think I believe it, too.
Yeah, I think I believe it as well.
Yeah. Just run him when necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to unnecessarily run him. Move the offense, throw the ball, hand the ball off to your running backs, and he has to do, if there's times when it's necessary for him to do it, he'll go ahead and do it. But, you know, quarterbacks, man, not having that guy out there can change the whole dynamic of your team. And no first down, hell, I would almost even concede, unless it's at the end of the game for a game-winning play, no touchdown is worth him being put at risk when you have this caliber of football team and you know what our goals are.
Certainly not in the play. Not until wait
exactly,
for the playoffs.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. If you're in the playoffs, it's all or nothing during that time. But I'm perfectly okay with him not running as much.
Well, and I also think if you can legitimately hold on to these plays and unleash them later in the year where defenses have not seen them,
yeah,
and you're not putting your MVP at risk, then I think it's worth holding on to. What?
Nothing. Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns. I said at 12.5. He's only at five. We haven't. No, we've seen a bunch of tush pushes.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of tush push touchdowns this year.
Nope.
What's he at? Three, something like that.
Yep.
2-3.
Josh
yep.
Allen has more.
Well, I don't think he they're does. Getting the same. I think initially they weren't getting the same push up the middle that they have in past years. Like you didn't have Becton. Cam was in and out. Landon was in and out. And I think that's why you've seen them have to get creative too with how they score. But yeah, I mean, at this point, I would take the under. Like we just talked about him running it more, so maybe there's a possibility you see a little more from 3-4 yards out on quarterback draws late in the year. But I would, yeah, I mean, it's obviously on pace for the under. So
well, and Saquon's not getting tackled at the 1 yard line every week.
Well, especially now that Tank's going to be carrying it.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Tank Bigsby, the other
two-headed monster.
Yeah, Howie Roseman, brilliant move. Howie season
a
hashtag.
Steal. Yep. Did
so
it again.
I think everyone had the over on here. A.J. Brown regular season receiving yards.
Mm.
It was at 1,100.5. He is at 395 yards 8 games into the season. Mm. That is a stunningly low number.
It is.
It's less than 50. Now, I know he missed one. He only missed one game, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's still a really low number.
Well, last year he missed, was it four games?
Four games, yeah.
And he still finished with,
yeah.
Was it over 1,000 actually last year?
Yes, he got it in the last game of the season.
And, and touchdowns was 7.5, and he's at 3.
Yeah.
And here's the other A.J. Brown number, is receptions, I said, at 74.5, which seemed like an easy over. He's at 29.
Yeah.
So A.J. Brown through 8 games is 29 catches, 395 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I wonder what the second half of the season looks like for him, you know?
Well, it won't be enough to get 1,100 yards.
No. We're not getting that. But yeah. I wonder if you could get a second half of the season that is at least that pace. You know, is a 9 games, maybe he ends up with 600 yards in the 9 games, pushes him close to 1,000 yards.
Well, and also I think with A.J., I mean, I think it's fair to worry about his health. I mean, he's currently dealing with a hamstring injury.
And we don't know where that is, right?
Yeah, I think he'll play against Green Bay.
Oh, now, they practice today.
No, because they play on Monday, their week starts tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll get a report tomorrow.
We'll get a report tomorrow.
Yeah.
But outside of just that, he missed time in training camp with a hamstring injury. He had leg issues last year in the playoffs. So, I mean, that number is very – obviously where he's at right now is very low. And I think if he plays the rest of the games, he will – you know, hit that number plus some. I don't think he'll get to 1,100 yards. But the rest of the year, I mean, you might have to factor in he misses another game or two.
Yeah.
Not with this specific one, but it wouldn't surprise me if in 2 weeks he's out or 3 weeks.
215-592-9494. Terrence and Malvern, you're in WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, guys. Okay, I got to bust on Ike first.
Uh-oh.
Finally.
Yeah, finally someone brave enough.
Some years ago, Ike, I called in and said, this is Terrence of Malvern. From Malvern.
You remember this. Ike.
And you were like, Malvern? What's Malvern? Well, do you know what Malvern is now, baby? Saquon Barkley lives in Malvern, so you know.
Got him.
Got him.
County, Ike.
Yeah, you gotta get to Chester County, baby.
Well, hold on. Isn't Ben Davis from Malvern?
It's the wealthiest county in the state. And you were like, where's Malvern, Terrence?
Yeah.
So this is the weirdest call.
This is the best.
This isn't the got you moment you think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
as there are a lot of places around the city, I don't know where it's at. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you got them.
I don't get out to Malvern very often.
Saquon, the pride of Malvern. Brent Celek, the pride of Westchester. Saquon, the pride of Malvern.
Is Saquon from Malvern?
No, he just lives there.
I was going to say,
Richards also grew up in Great Valley right here in Malvern also. So
yeah,
that's right.
Malvern's got a little something.
And, okay. And Terrence, my first tattoo ever when I was 17 years old was in Malvern.
Wow. There you go.
Yep.
And I played Great Valley every year in baseball and golf.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Malvern on the come up.
Hold on, is that what we did the show at from the golf course out there, right?
Chester County.
No, what's the
Shut
place?
Up.
We did.
Oh no! That the golf course where they had the big tournament, or the golf course for the Eagles, Radio Network.
We did the tour of Delco. We did the tour of Delco.
Oh no, Malvern's not Delco.
Okay.
No. That's
Chester County.
That's Springfield Country Club. Yeah.
Is that where we're
yes,
at?
Yeah, okay. That was Springfield.
No, you were in Malvern. Hold on, you were in Malvern when you did the first bet in the parks at the other Chickies.
Was that Malvern?
That's Malvern.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. We know it.
All right, there we go.
Got him.
I'll let you know when I'm in that neck of the woods again.
Hey.
The money's in Malvern. Anyhow.
Well, yeah, if Saquon lives there, there's definitely money out there.
Yes.
And good golf courses.
As a black man, I live in a community. I'm the only black that's ever lived here, so, you know.
I would not have guessed that you're a black man.
I live in Malvern, baby. Yeah, I want you to know that. Anyhow.
I'm serious.
I would like to get on the Howie thing and then get back to the Eagles with A.J. Brown real quick if I could.
Yeah, sure.
With Howie, you know, everybody's got to realize Howie's not God. He's not perfect. He can't be right every single thing.
Of course. Of course. Right? But we need to be able to admit when he's not.
Yeah.
You know, just because he does something bad doesn't mean you have to say it's actually good if it was bad.
Well, so let's talk about that. So, Campbell, is he not a starting rookie? Was that good?
Well, his snaps are going down every week.
Yeah. He was a starting rookie.
Yeah.
Now he's a backup edge.
Yeah. So, it might work out in the future, but as far as this year, I don't know.
Are we saying that Kobe Dean's going to move him out of that spot for good?
He did.
Well, he already did.
He moved him out of the spot for this year.
Yeah.
He did.
So, wait a minute. So he's permanently not playing that linebacker spot anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Not in all packages, but N'Kobe is clearly taking more and more of those snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so wait a minute. So why are we saying he's being downgraded? Number one, N'Kobe,
because he's playing way fewer snaps than he used to. He played like 30 fewer snaps in the last game than any other game of the season.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there an adjustment going where he's going to be looked at the end spot? I don't like that way.
They just traded for an edge, and they signed a retired guy.
Ends. Yes.
If they thought Jahad Campbell was a solution at edge, they wouldn't have gone and traded a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips, and they wouldn't have brought back Brandon Graham. No. If you want to talk about Howie's offseason and say Jahad Campbell is a win, fine. It's not a huge win for this year. He's getting played off the field by N'Kobe Dean. So what is the next great move?
What is your starter in that position?
Terrence. If that is your big Terrence, see, this is the problem. If you want to say that Howie's not perfect and he makes mistakes, you have to be able to admit them when they happen. Do you think letting go of Isaiah Rodgers? No, Terrence, Mr. Malvern, was letting go of Isaiah Rodgers a mistake?
That was a mistake.
Okay, was letting go. All right, shh. Was letting go of Terrence?
How he made Isaiah Rodgers? Yes.
Okay. Was letting go of Mekhi
Becton?
Terrence. Was letting go of Mekhi Becton a mistake?
Absolutely, but he's hurt.
Okay. Was signing Aziz Ojulari a mistake?
Signing him?
Well, yeah. He's been a healthy scratch. He's not even playing.
Okay, Mekhi Becton, Isaiah Rodgers, yes, Howie made
Aziz Ojulari, mistake, right? Right? Okay, Terrence, letting cornerback two go down to Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson, mistake.
I disagree with that. We didn't know Adoree Jackson wasn't going to play.
He couldn't even get on the field for the Giants! What are you talking about? We didn't know. That's his job. It's his job to know, Terrence. And when he gets it wrong, you have to be big enough to admit it was wrong. Adoree Jackson stinks. Keely Ringo stinks. They've traded for two cornerbacks in the middle of the season because neither guy is good enough. The one cornerback was a healthy scratch for Baltimore three times. The other one was Ja'Corian Bennett, who we have not seen at all. They were mistakes. Just say it. Say it.
Ja'Corian Bennett. It's was worse. Not a mistake. Hell no, I'm not going to say it.
Because Ja'Corian
Bennett.
Say it.
Say it.
He was physical enough to play that second corner, and if he was not injured, he'd be in that corner spot right now.
If he was so good, why did the Raiders trade him for like a 6-round pick? No, they traded him for a player, right?
For Thomas Booker.
For Thomas Booker.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Stop. Howie for king.
There it is.
You know where Malvern is now?
Yeah.
Is Howie from Malvern?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Not from there.
Does he live there? I don't know.
We got to talk to that guy that bought all his old used clothes. He probably knows where Howie is.
Yeah, what a call.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Is he in the running for the Hess Toy truck?
That guy,
Terrence Malvern?
Absolutely.
He might be a front runner?
Absolutely he is. 215-592-9494. So we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Bye. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. It is brought to you by Miller Lite. We will take a bit of a break from the Bird's Nest as we bring back the most controversial figure in WIP Afternoon Show lore right now. The guy who is aiming for my job, coming for my job, clearly not coming for Jack's job, too low on the totem pole.
Yeah, doesn't want it.
Not coming
looks
for...
Looks down upon,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, just pressing the buttons.
Button pusher over here. Not coming for Ike's job, because who would? Coming for my job, that is Broads. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.